It's time for Jeopardy. This is Jeopardy.
Jeff,
today's contestants.
Jeff.
He's a podcaster and executive producer. Welcome, Steve.
It's Jeff. Thank you.
From Atlanta and other places, she's also a radio host and producer. Meet Kelly.
Hello.
He's a tree enthusiast and hates deer. Radio host, Hot Wings.
Hi.
And she, a radio host, former ad salesperson, and lover of butternut squash, Maitland.
Hi.
Also, he's Tommy. I'm tired of this bit.
Come on.
That felt personal, but it wasn't. He's a weirdo who eats too many cereals.
All right, I liked it better the first time.
I thought so. All right. So these are all from the category idioms and expressions. These were all real Jeopardy questions. They also said, where I found this, you can't get these unless your IQ is above 135. So you get all these. Congratulations. You've passed a fake IQ test.
I know where you got this from.
Okay.
Yes, they're all that way. All right. I will read the question. You may not buzz in until the question is over. Are you ready?
Ready.
Keep track of
ready.
Your own score. Yes. Remember, if you get it wrong, you lose the money.
Okay.
We will have a final Jeopardy.
Are you Alex or are you Ken?
Probably closer to
Or Mayim Bialik.
I am Mayim Bialik. No, I'm that dick who made himself the host for 2 weeks before everyone hated him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't remember his name, but remember he was like the head of the search committee and they went, I'm done, it's me.
Yeah.
And everybody went, we hate you.
Yeah.
And then he was gone. That's me. All right, here we go. Idioms and expressions for 200. In a sporty idiom, to make expectations higher is to do this from field events like pole vault.
What? Kelly?
Kelly.
What is exceed?
That is incorrect. The answers will all be known idioms or phrases.
Alex, can you tell me what an idiom is,
Hot Wings.
Please?
It's like a phrase. Hot Wings.
What is raise the bar?
That is correct for 200.
Oh. How's bragging camp going?
That's good. The wrong button. Okay, so right now, Hot Wings is the only one with an IQ over 135, but you all can get right back into it.
Yeah.
Idioms and expressions for 400. Someone of unappealing visage is said to have a face for this medium.
Hot Wings.
Kelly.
Fred Allen said it of himself.
Kelly.
Steve. Right.
Hot Wings.
Kelly.
What is a face for radio?
That is correct for $400.
Yes.
Idioms and expressions for $600. Completing, give him his, it means to free him. But completing, hand him his, it means to beat him. Yeah, this
Maitland.
One, I had the multiple choice and got it wrong. So, Maitland.
What are lashings?
That is incorrect. No,
dang it.
You've lost 600. Anyone?
Steve.
Steve.
What is comeuppance?
No.
It'd be a phrase, right?
That's what they say. I've never heard anyone say it.
Huh.
The answer is head. Give him his head.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Please do. Hand him his head means to beat him.
Oh.
I've heard hand him his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got his ass handed to him.
I almost said hat. I thought I had heard that before, but which is similar to head, but I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah. Idioms and expressions for 800. You'll find the French word for beautiful in this phrase for the most attractive person in a given setting.
Maitland.
Maitland.
What is belle of the ball?
Correct for $800. Oh. Idioms and expressions, $1,000. This two-part phrase, meaning completely settled, has a variation that's been used as a hair salon name.
Steve.
It's a great cut.
Steve.
What is Fantastic Sam's?
That is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Could you repeat that?
This two-part phrase, meaning completely settled, has a, first of all, I don't see how it's two-part. It has an and in it, but okay. Has a variation that's been used as a hair salon name.
I have no idea.
That's old business. It is blank and blank.
Steve.
Cut Steve.
What is black and white?
Oh,
no.
Maitland.
Maitland.
What is cut and dry?
Correct.
Oh.
For 1,000.
I'm like over here, like cutting what? Like cutting, cutting.
Cutting what?
What?
Cutting what?
I was like, stuff. Curl and die?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't there a place called like Curl Up and Die?
Yes. In the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a real place in Chicago.
You think it's still there? That movie is like 50 years old.
I don't know.
You know, it's been great replaced by like six coffee shops.
A hair salon called the Curl Up and Die is pretty great.
Name the expression for 800. There are two names in this seemingly criminal phrase that means to craftily move money around. I know you've heard this one.
How much is it worth?
That's $800.
Can you say it again?
There are two names in this seemingly criminal phrase that means to craftily move money around. I'll give you a hint. The first word is rob.
Maitland.
Maitland.
What is rob Peter to pay Paul?
Correct.
Oh.
For $800.
Jeez, Maitland's killing us.
Three-word phrases.
I thought it was just two words.
Me too, because it said two names.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Three-word phrases. If you don't win, perhaps you'll at least go out in one of these luminous conclusions.
Steve. Outwings.
Steve.
What is a blaze of glory?
Correct for $200.
I had to wait until the question was finished.
I did. I buzzed in right at the end.
I thought it was right at the buzzer, but I'll be more careful to listen in. Three-word phrases for 400. The opposite of dead and buried, this three-word phrase was a title of a 1985 hit by Simple Minds.
Kelly?
Hot Wings.
Kelly.
What is alive and well?
Incorrect. Hot Wings.
How much
what is
that?
Alive and kicking?
That is correct. 400.
Oh, God.
All the way for 200. All is in quotes. The four-word phrase that orders everyone available to help with a problem is a nautical term.
Kelly.
In origin.
Dang it. Kelly. Kelly, 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 Kelly.
Kelly.
Steve.
What is all hands on deck?
Correct.
Yes.
$200.
Awesome. I'm back to even again.
Idioms and expressions for 200. Legally, it means so visible that the cops didn't have to search to find it. Something obvious is hiding there.
Steve.
Hot Wings.
Steve.
Kelly.
What is in plain sight?
Correct for 200. Now you're on fire.
I think I'm even.
Tell me. Test your buzzer.
This is technically the best game I've had so far.
Because you're not negative.
Yeah.
Hold your water, man. This one. Idioms and expressions for $400. A principle based on experience or practice gave rise to this three-word phrase, mentioning a part of the hand.
Three-word phrase mentioning a part of the hand.
Yep.
Oh, Tommy.
Say it again.
Tommy.
Bite the hand. Oh, what is bite the hand?
No, that is incorrect.
Can you repeat it?
A principle based on experience or practice gave rise to the three-word phrase mentioning a part of the hand. How would you do this? Oh, well, the blank of blank is that you would do it
this way.
Hot Wings.
What is rule of thumb?
Correct.
Oh. Oh, nugget.
Couldn't get past like palm of your hand or in your fingertips.
How much was that worth?
That was worth $400.
Right, that's not bad.
Idioms and expressions for 800. This expression, meaning you have to suffer to advance, was used in the 17th century in plural form by Robert Herrick.
Steve.
Steve.
What is pay your dues?
Incorrect.
Tommy.
Tommy.
What is no pain, no gain?
That is correct, Tommy.
Oh.
For $800.
Yeah.
I thought Hans and Franz thought of that. Idioms and expressions for 1,000. The version with pipe is later. This original phrase for something headed your way is from the type of road seen here.
Steve.
You can't see one. Steve.
Why did I buzz in?
Because you were going to say an answer.
I don't know, Steve. You're about to lose 1,000.
Competent.
What is down the highway?
No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. The version with pipe is later. The original phrase for something headed your way is from the type of road seen here. Coming down the.
Kelly.
Oh. Kelly.
Coming down the hatch.
Steve.
Dang it.
Steve, you've already lost $1,000 on this question. You can't buzz in and lose $2,000.
No, try.
Why not?
Steve,
why not?
All right, Steve, go ahead.
Coming down the what is coming down the pike?
Pike.
Yeah.
Correct.
What is a pike?
What is that?
It's another word for road.
Yeah.
Very common in Tennessee. I know that.
Knoxville was filled with pikes.
Yeah, I'm like Kingston one word pike. Away from getting these right.
Oh, like a turnpike.
like a turnpike.
Yes. Wow. I had no idea that was what that came from.
Oh, yeah. Now that you say turnpike, I do realize I've said that word 10,000 times.
Yeah. It's not turnpike.
Yeah.
So does that mean Steve came out at a balance there?
Yeah. And now at 5,000 points.
Wow.
Dollars.
You're not.
I have no idea.
Let me phrase it this way for 200. If you paint the town this color, you're out having a good time.
Kelly.
Steve.
Kelly.
What is red?
Correct.
That was for 1,000?
That was not 1,000.
It was 2,000.
It's not that either. I believe it was 200.
Negative 800.
So easy.
Yeah.
Let me phrase it this way. For 400, a person you're having obsessive thoughts about is living this cost-related way in your head.
Maitland. What is rent-free?
Correct. Y'all ever live rent-free in somebody's head?
Hell yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. 1,000%.
We live together, don't we?
Yeah.
It's like real world in that brain.
Yeah.
Let me phrase it this way. For $600, this heavily memed phrase of dismissive farewell was uttered by Ice Cube in Friday.
Maitland.
Who is Maitland?
What is bye, Felicia?
That is correct for $600. This is a lot better than those ones from the 1800s or something. Let me phrase it this way for $800. The pleasure of not being part of a trend can be expressed as JOMO, short for this.
Maitland.
Maitland.
What is joy of missing out?
Correct.
Oh, I've never
heard
that.
JOMO.
That was 800?
Mm-hmm.
You're really keeping track, aren't you?
You're supposed to be keeping track, because otherwise how do you do Final Jeopardy, man?
I'm keeping track too, Steve. That's part of the bit, man.
After I got the first four in a row wrong, I decided I'm probably out.
So you're just a quitter?
No, I mean, I'm still participating, but I know I'm not going to win.
Well, what if you got a lot in a row?
Yeah.
Come on.
Pretty sure you got negative 2,000.
Come on.
Who is positive right now?
Me.
Wow.
I'm positive in mind and spirit.
Oh, you are. You're not negative in
not
your
monetarily.
Attitude. Kelly, you're below zero.
I'm at negative 800.
All right. Hot Wings, what's your total?
1,000.
Maitland?
3,400.
Whoa!
Oh,
Thomas.
Yeah. Maitland's been killing it.
Wow, mate. I have 400.
This is a big day for you. That's at least 4,000 more than you've ever had.
I know. It's exciting.
All right. Final Jeopardy. Make your wager now. The category is, let me phrase it.
Okay.
Okay.
So if I'm in the negatives, I'm allowed to just wager whatever.
No, you don't get to play.
Yeah, go crazy, Kelly.
All right, I'll wager 10,000.
Yeah.
I wager 20,000.
Oh.
Go. All right. Final Jeopardy. To discern, to complete writing a check, or to engage in kissing, you make this.
What?
Okay. Could you say that again, please?
I'd love to. To discern, to complete writing a check, or to engage in kissing, you make this. Final Jeopardy. Play the song.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Just because you're not keeping score. Be sure to write down your answer now. Remember, you reveal your wager after you've given your final answer to see if you've completed Final Jeopardy.
Remember, this is the point where the camera pans to each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
We have a confused look on our face.
That's accurate.
And then maybe a... Oh, aha moment.
Not seeing those.
And we start writing.
Make the phrase, to discern, to complete writing, or to... I'm sorry, let me read it again. To discern, to complete writing a check, or to engage in kissing, you make this. Let's start with Tommy in third place with $400. Tommy, you wrote...
I had nothing.
And your wager?
300.
Okay, you're left with 100.
Positive.
You're in third place. Yeah, ahead of Stephen Kelly. Hot Wings, you were in second with $1,000.
Yes.
What did you write down?
What is tongue your money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah, thanks.
Is that right, Alex?
That is incorrect. What was your wager?
Oh, 1,000.
You are at zero in third place. Tommy moves up to second. A big finish. Now Maitland.
You came
into Final Jeopardy with $3,400. You wrote down.
What is seal the deal?
That is incorrect. What was your wager?
400.
So you still have 3,000. You are our Jeopardy champion today. Does anyone have Maitland, or rather Kelly or Steve?
No idea.
Babies.
Just you to complete
what
writing
is babies?
A check. Babies. To engage in kissing. Babies.
That's the only thing I can come up with.
Good answer. Good answer. I know it's right, a different game, but
what's it called if you're making out with someone?
Babies.
French kissing.
No, making out. Out is the answer.
Oh.
What? Making out?
To discern, to complete writing a check, or fill it out.
You had such confidence.
To engage in kissing.
I'm trying.
You make out.
It's just the word out?
O-U-T, baby.
I thought they all had to be. Oh, man. I wouldn't have gotten that if you gave me a year.
I was confused on every one of them.
I already knew that.
And I still said something wrong. So.
Every one of them, I swear, I heard you say this two-word phrase, and I'd come up with a two-word phrase, and then it would be a five-word phrase.
Let us never do that one again.
No, let's always do that one.